Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in California today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded, so before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I am not driving.
Okay, so would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or a candidate?
No.
Okay, great. And just to be sure, we have a representative sample. And may I know in what year were you born?
45.
You're 45. And next, just to have a representative sample again, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Well, okay, ethnic heritage is German and Sicilian.
Sorry?
But I guess you consider me white.
That's okay. And now, what is the last grade that you completed in school?
2 years of college.
Okay. And now getting started. First, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Disapprove.
And would you say you strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor?
Disapprove. Strongly.
That's okay. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Republican candidate.
The Republican, okay. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person, or if you've never heard of them, you can let me know that as well. So the first one in this list is Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Next, we have Joanna Garcia Rose.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Okay, next we have Donald Trump.
Favorable.
And lastly, for this list, we have Esmeralda Soria.
Favorable.
Favorable, thank you. Moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidates to vote for a state assembly? So the options are homelessness, border security, healthcare, jobs and the economy, education, inflation and the cost of living, crime and public safety, abortion, taxes, or climate change.
Okay, abortion.
Abortion?
Can I say I'm against it?
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you. And now thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
10, thank you. And next is the election for president were being held today. For whom would you vote? The options are Kamala Harris as a Democrat or Donald Trump as a Republican.
Trump.
Okay. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Esmeralda Soria as a Democrat and Joanna Garcia Rose as a Republican.
Probably Joanna Garcia Rose.
Would you say you lean for her or you probably?
I would vote for her.
Okay. Great. And now moving on. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's seriously off on the wrong track.
Okay, next. Over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
Increased.
Okay, now we're halfway through. The next one says, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. And after I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. So they're short, and the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. The first one says, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
More likely.
Would you say somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Okay. The next one says, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and wants strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Much more.
Okay.
Likely.
The next one says, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Much more likely.
Okay. Next one says, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public in law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Much more likely.
Okay, and the last one for this list says, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some more information, if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Cecil Esmeralda Soria or Joanna Garcia Rose.
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. And after each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her in the state assembly. So there are five and they're short. The first one says, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less likely.
The next one says, Esmeralda supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
Much less likely.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Much less likely.
Okay, the next one says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Much less likely.
Okay. The next one says, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
Much less likely.
Okay. And the last one says, Esmeralda voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could
go towards... I'm not voting for her.
Okay. Much less likely again?
Yes.
Okay. So the question is the same. If the elections were being held today, for whom would you vote?
Garcia Rose.
Okay, that's great. And now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. So regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
A Republican.
And would you say you
the
are
Democratic
a strong Republican?
The Democratic Party left me years ago.
Really? And would you say you are a strong Republican or a not-so-strong one?
Strong Republican.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
And are you somewhat conservative or very?
Very conservative.
Okay. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-life.
Okay. Now some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. So Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
On their position of abortion, if it's for abortion, I would not vote for them. I don't care what else they stand for. That is a non-starter for me.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. And now, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Was it Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. Then this concludes the survey for today. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.